the Vatican removed 14 books from the Bible in 1684. Why? The Aegis Alliance. The Vatican, or Roman Catholic Church, has an old history of being corrupt and deceptive. Besides committing criminal acts such as genocide several centuries ago and against Cathars, to sexual abuse of children in modern times, they're definitely one of the most corrupt organizations in human history. In 1611 AD, the Holy Bible was translated from Latin into English. Back in those days, the Holy Bible contained 80 books in total. The last 14 books have been excluded and made up the end of the Old Testament. Image of the Vatican. These are the names of the excluded books. 1 Esdras. 2 Esdras. Tobit. Judith. The Rest of Esther. The Wisdom of Solomon. Ecclesiasticus. Baruch with the Epistle Jeremiah. The Songs of the Three Holy Children. The History of Susanna. Bel and the Dragon. The Prayer for Manasses. 1 Maccabees. 2 Maccabees. During the year 1684, all of those books were removed from every version, with the exception of a 1611 edition, which was also the very first to be translated into the English language. In this edition, Jesus' name is spelled Iesus and also pronounced as Yahushua. So why does everyone still continue to call him Jesus, when the letter J was not in use at the time? A particularly interesting book is called, The Wisdom of Solomon. If you don't know of Solomon, he is one of the utmost legends of a character from the Holy Bible. He is the son of David and was known to be the wisest man who ever lived. He's painted largely as a benevolent figure. Upon reading this book, it will make you question all you've been told to believe about him. Study the following excerpt. Wisdom of Solomon 2-1-24. 1. For the ungodly said reasoning with themselves, but not aright, our life is short and tedious and in death of a man there is no remedy. Neither was there any man known to have returned from the grave. 2. For we are born at all adventure, and we shall be hereafter as though we had never been. For the breath of our nostrils is as smoke, and the little spark in the moving of our heart. 3. Which being extinguished, our body shall be turned into ashes, and our spirit shall vanish as the soft air. 4. And our name shall be forgotten in time, and no man shall have our works in remembrance, and our life shall pass away as the trace of a cloud, and shall be dispersed as a mist, that is driven away, with the beams of the sun, and overcome with the heat thereof. 5. For our time is very shadow that passeth away, and after our end, there is no returning. For it is fast sealed so that no man cometh again. 6. Come on therefore let us enjoy the good things that are present, and let us speedily use the creatures like as in youth. 7. Let us fill ourselves with costly wine and ointments, and let no flower of the spring pass by us. 8. Let us crown ourselves with rosebuds before they are withered. 9. Let none of us go without his part of our voluptuousness. Let us leave tokens of our joyfulness in every place. For this is our portion and our lot is this. 10. Let us oppress the poor righteous man. Let us not spare the widow, nor reverence the ancient gray hairs of the aged. 11. Let our strength be the law of justice, for that which is feeble is found to be nothing worth. 12. Therefore let us lie in wait for the righteous, because he is not of our turn, and he is clean contrary to our doings. He upbraideth us with our offending of the law and objecteth to our infamy the transgression of our education. 13. He professeth to have the knowledge of the Most High, and calleth himself the child of the Lord. 14. He was made to reprove our thoughts. 15. He is grievous unto us even to behold, for his life is not like other men's, his ways are of another fashion. 16. We are esteemed of him as counterfeits. He abstaineth from our ways as from filthiness. He pronounceth the end of the just to be blessed, and maketh his boast that God is his Father. 17. Let us see if his words be true, and let us prove what shall happen in the end of him. 18. For if the just man be the Son of the Most High, he will help him and deliver him from the hands of his enemies. 19. Let us examine him with despitefulness and torture, that we may know his meekness and prove his patience. 20. Let us condemn him with a shameful death, for by his own mouth, he shall be respected. There are some important questions to be raised about this. Who was Solomon speaking of killing when he said with a shameful death? Why were these 14 books removed by the Vatican? Why did Solomon sound so insane and wicked or evil in this book? It seems as though Solomon was talking about Jesus. But he was born around 900 years after Solomon's death. Could he have been a prophet of Jesus coming? Now consider why this could be the person Solomon was referring to. He mentions the shameful death being the son. The actions or fashion of the son were different than everyone else. He claims to be and is the child of God, the Most High. Now listen to what Solomon was saying. He was created to reprove or criticize our thoughts. We are esteemed of him as counterfeits. He has abstained from our ways of filthiness. He pronounced the end of the just to have blessings. He makes his boast that he is the son of God, or that God is his father. If this just man is the son of the Most High, he will aid him and deliver him from the hands of his enemies. One last thing to point out about what Solomon states. Let us oppress the poor righteous man, to not space the widow, and to not reverence the ancient gray hairs of the aged or old. This truly disrupts all we thought we knew. Solomon does truly sound evil, but he is also allegedly the wisest man in history. Interestingly enough, Solomon was a man engulfed in the occult. He worshipped multiple gods and had a weak heart for women. The famous Temple of Solomon is considered to be the birthplace of the Freemasons, spiritually. This is a movement that is at the highest levels. Considered to be associated with pulling strings of major events around the gloves, and argued to be a true controller of power in our world. Whatever it is that is going on, we should certainly be researching it further. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.